truck, save over $5,400. And just arrived, we have three brand new Chevy electric vehicles in stock. Don't wait another day to get red tag savings on new Chevy models. Come into Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia today or visit us 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Come see us today. Chevy, together, let's drive.
KVOE News Time is 8:27. It's Newsmaker 2 time today. Clay Childs joining us here from the American Legion Post 5, and it looks like we're going to be highlighting some A-Beat of Kansas District 12 activities that will have some tie to the Legion Post here.
Clay, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great.
Good. What is going on with you guys here as we get ready for a couple of big activities?
Well, of course, we've spent a great time being thankful for everything that we have in this country and celebrating Thanksgiving. Now we're leaning towards Christmas, and we start sometime, and we also think about people that maybe could use a little extra help, especially kids this time of year. And I'm part of the American Legion Riders, and we partnered with Abate, and Abate Across Kansas does toy runs and toy drives to try to generate toys for kids that might be in need. And we're going to try to get some toy donations this week and deliver them this Sunday, and then warm up with a little bit of chili afterwards. So I'd like to share a little information about that.
Yes, please do. Let's start here with the toy drive then, because it sounds like the cutoff is coming up here, as you mentioned, pretty quickly here, end of the week.
Yeah, end of this week on Friday is when we would like to have the donations in for the toy drive. There are barrels that are available at the Dollar General store. They're also available at the VFW, at the American Legion, at Harry and Lloyd's, and at Arnie's Tavern. There's a lot of locations where you can drop off new, I want to emphasize new and unwrapped toys, and toys for all ages. You know, sometimes the teenagers are the hard ones to buy for, and sometimes people prefer to give gift certificates or something like that. If you do want to give a gift certificate, certainly I can speak for the American Legion. We can accept those during our normal business hours from 10 to 1, and then the lounge is open from 4 to 8 if people want to drop those off. But we would like to have those in by Friday so we can distribute them on Sunday.
Well, that's a pretty straightforward process. Get everything in and help out. Maybe talk a little bit about your partners here, too, on the toy drive, because this is obviously not something that you're doing alone here with us.
Yeah, last year we did one. Abate has done one, and we decided to partner together to just make it a bigger event. So, Abate across the state has several different toy runs, and here in Emporia, we haven't had enough people participate for a toy run yet, but that's why we do the toy drive, plus the weather this time of year, as we just saw, it can be pretty unpredictable, so probably better to plan on cars than motorcycles this time of year.
Not a bad idea.
Good idea, yep.
Not a bad idea.
So last year, the Legion Riders tried to do a breakfast and then delivered toys at 9 o'clock, and like I say, it was a little chilly, so I think the Bates got a better idea where we collect the toys, we'll get them all together at 10 o'clock, and then we'll go distribute toys, and then we'll come back and have a little chili cook-off then at noon at the American Legion. That is open to the public, and we would encourage people to come and bring your best chili. There's going to be prizes for best taste, the best name, and the hottest. I'm not volunteered to be the one to be do the taste test on the hottest. I don't know.
Yikes! Yeah, that can get pretty toasty. That is for sure. So, the chili cook-off will begin at noon. So, you're encouraging the public to participate and enter chili here, huh, Clay?
Absolutely. If you bring in a chili, you eat for free. Otherwise, we suggest that you make a donation, and donations go to the American Legion. It's a great opportunity, especially for our local motorcycle enthusiasts to come in and meet other motorcycle enthusiasts. But this is not just a motorcycle thing. And I'll tell you what, even if you haven't got your toy in, I probably could even still accept some, because I know the Salvation Army can't really accept my donation until afternoon. So if you still have toys or a donation, I'd be willing to take it right around noon there at the American Legion as well.
Okay.
Sounds good. Clay, in case people would like to take part and they like more information on either or both of these, and certainly we encourage people to get involved with both, how do they reach out to you and how do they reach out to the Post in order to get involved?
Well, they can. The Abate of Kansas District 12 has a Facebook page. EmporiaLegion.org is our website, and the information will be posted there. And you can always call the office for more information, and they can get a hold of me. I'd like to put in one more quick plug. On Saturday, the American Legion Auxiliary is having a holiday craft bazaar from 10 to 2. They've got room for two more vendors. It's only $25 to get a vendor table, but that's a good place for arts and crafts and home-baked goods. So a lot of holiday stuff going on at the Legion this weekend.
You're going to be jam-packed out there, Clay.
My goodness, wow. Yeah.
It keeps me hopping, that's for sure.
Well, no doubt about that. So the American Legion, a place to be, specifically this Saturday. Make your donations to the Toy Drive and get involved in that chili cook-off coming up Saturday at the American Legion here in Emporia. Anything else, Clay, we need to add?
I just want to clarify, the bazaar is on Saturday from 10 to 2. The chili cook-off and the toy delivery will be on Sunday at noon. So the chili cook-off
Sunday.
And the bazaar on Saturday.
Outstanding.
There we go.
Sounds good. All right, Clay, before we let you go, what else is happening at the Post here between now and Christmas specifically?
That's a big thing. Of course, we have our every Thursday night bingo. That's always a good time and a fun time for indoor activity. Bring everybody out to. It's family friendly, so you can bring your kids on December 16th. If there's any Legion members out there, we're hosting the state Christmas party, so all of the state Department of Kansas officials will be there for Christmas party from noon to 3. If you're a Legion member or a Legion family member, you can always call the Post for information there as well.
Sounds good. All right.
Well, Clay, we appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for helping me promote this, and you guys have a good day.
Yeah, thanks for all you're doing out there. Good job. Clay Childs joining us, American Legion. And a lot of stuff happening, huh?
Boy, you are not kidding.
Good work. Good work.
Yeah, and we'll have a actually preview story on this coming up here later today here on KVUE and KVUE.com. And as we look ahead to the live and local calendar here, we actually do have a handful of spots open, but there's a good chance that what we do have open right now in the 7 and 20 and 8:20 spots could be pretty well filled here by the end of the day today. So if you have an event or an activity that you want highlighted, let us know, 620-342-1400, or shoot us the email to kvue@kvue.com. Don't forget tomorrow, 10 to noon, is the broadcast from Flint Hills Mall for the Emporia Community Foundation Match Day Check presentations. The Newsmaker 2 spot at 8:20 features Big Brothers Big Sisters serving Lyon County Director Jackie Wellnitz with a look at holiday activities for that organization.
All right, it's KVOE Live and Local 834. Good morning.
Give your windows and doors the recognition they deserve by replacing those old windows in your home with Heartland brand 100% American-made replacement windows from the Window Company. They're Energy Star approved. Let Howard McGaffin give you a free in-home estimate today.
The Window Company.
Call a friend.
343-9110.
Today's negotiated end of the ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war could be extended, allowing for more hostage releases and more aid to get into Gaza. President Biden wants to see the pause in fighting continue and more hostages released. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby appearing on ABC's Good Morning America.
We're into day 4 now, and so our hope and expectation is yet another installment of hostages will get released sometime later today. There have been delays in the past, in the past couple of days. We'll see if we have to work through any delays today.
Meantime, in the U.S., a 48-year-old man under arrest in the shooting of three Palestinian college students in Burlington.